Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Got a little bonus segment here for you, and we're going to talk about cocktails and policy and procedure at your next tailgate, because this is something that can get a little bit out of hand if you let it. And everybody, especially Barbecue Bob and I, are very hospitable. You like entertaining people. You like having people around. But what I don't like is getting taken advantage of. And from time to time, that can happen if you're not careful. So we're just going to talk a little bit about some ideas with around
creating
the bar.
Creating a safe space, man. Right? It's a safe space. Now, I think one of the things, if you're going to do a mobile bar at a tailgate, is if you're on the tailgate of a truck, especially, if you're bringing any tall bottles, one thing that's really nice to keep all your stuff in is a milk crate. Because inevitably, somebody's going to be knocking things over. Because
sure.
You got a bunch of rowdy people there, tall, heavy bottles. They're wobbly. They're not stable.
Mm-hmm.
And very often the surface is not perfect. So what works really nice for that, and I love collecting plastic crates of all sorts. I have a bunch of them. But just basic milk crate. And
yeah.
you know, most people have one or two of those, or a Coke crate, something that you can put all your stuff in that'll help stuff stand up.
Well, and it helps get it there and bring it home, too.
It
keeps
does.
It all in a safe place as you're moving.
Yep.
If you got open bottles or whatever, they just don't tip over. Really
yeah.
cool.
And you can find them all over the place. You can even buy a container that's like a milk crate. But then have a small cooler that is just for ice.
Drink ice.
Yeah, drink ice. And just a small little igloo. One of the heavy-duty igloos so it doesn't melt real quick, and maybe throw a scoop in it so everybody's not reaching their filthy hands in there on
right.
everybody's ice. Or you can use a solo cup to
just
do it.
Just got done
two.
Licking their fingers
yeah.
from those ribs we
yeah,
made earlier.
So you don't see a bunch of nasty stuff on your ice.
Right.
What I think is a good idea is to bring, if you're having, like, let's say you got 10 people, 12 people showing up, bring 12 specific type of a cup. So, and let all your guests know, hey, if somebody has this cup, they can help themselves to our bar here. Because sometimes you get seagulls or floaters, especially in colleges, you get these young kids who get really good at buzzing you, and they'll just like hang around and worm their way in, and then they'll start hitting your stuff. If they don't have that cup, they can't touch the bar. It's just a little safety thing. It'll keep you from serving a minor, too. Real good idea.
I would tell you to bring a half a dozen extras, because if it's at tailgates like we are, yes, you've got invited guests, but invariably somebody that you know from work or your neighborhood or one of your friends will
roll
in. Or
you make fast friends.
Yeah, exactly. You want to be able to serve who you want to serve, but it's this whole idea of being able to identify who's at your tailgate
right.
because, you know what, free liquor goes quicker.
Yeah, and I would, on that note, I would really regulate the liquor and not bring too much, no more than like maybe three liquors, so that it's not like a giant bar. Lots of mix, lots of ice, and just make a decent cocktail. Don't make an ass out of somebody.
Yeah, sometimes some people like to bring a special concoction, and that's okay too. But like, you know, you got a vodka, you got a gin, you got a whiskey, you're going to pretty much cover everybody that's there, and then a bunch of beer, because that's just in a can. So, everybody, it's good stuff. You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. If you have a chance, get out and, you know what, pay a little tribute to those that were involved in 9/11 and those that continue to serve each and every one of us selflessly as they do the things we don't want to, so the rest of us can hang out and do goofy stuff, just like have a Grilling Guys radio show.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Just think of those that are defending us all the time and make sure we build that wall.
Take care. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk with you next week.